早安。
It's good to see everybody here.
很高兴看到大家在这儿。
So it's been a long week.
这个礼拜是对我来讲是一个漫长的一周。
What are the longer weeks for me? What are the longer weeks for me?
这是在我是比较长的一个礼拜。
But I'm sure some of you may have the same experience this week as well.
我相信对很多人来讲也有同样的感受。
So I empathize with you today.
所以我跟你们深有同感。
So this is actually the first, well, not the first, it's the second time because I'm doing it second time today. But the second time I'm sharing from Acts in a long time.
这是许久以来我第二次这个分享这个使徒行传。
Because our first service has been going through Acts for the last year.
第一堂的这个聚会里崇拜里面，我们过去一年都在看使徒行传。
But why Acts? Why are we going through Acts?
但是我们为什么看使徒行传呢？
And the reason why we go through Acts is because it's incredibly important for the Christian to know the story of the church.
我们看使徒行传是因为对于基督徒而言，知道教会当时历史的发生是极为重要。
Because it is the testimony, the personal testimony of the church, how it began.
这个是教会基督徒见证他们这个教会是如何开始的。
How did it grow up?
他们怎么样成长
？How did it mature in its thinking?
他们怎么样在思想上成熟
？It's how it learned to be on mission to serve others.
他们怎么样开始了有一个服侍众人的这样子的一个宣教
？So we learned so much about strategy, about vision for philosophy of the church's philosophy, how to serve others.
所以我们在当中学到教会关于怎么样服侍其他人的这些的意向跟使命。
In the first two verses today, we're reading in verse 21 and 22 of chapter 19.
在我们看见的今天念的经文前面两节21跟22节。
What it shows us is Paul's plan from this point forward.
是讲到保罗他的心意。就是在这一个时刻开始他往前行的一个计划。
So you might think it's not important, but it kind of coincides with why the author of Acts would write it this way.
也许看起来好像只是不是一个特意的一个行为，但是这个却关乎到使徒行传作者他一个有意的写作的安排。
Because the author of Acts is Luke, who wrote Luke.
我们知道《使徒行传》作者就是路加。
And he wrote Luke as the first book and Acts as the second book.
他写了路加福音作为他的前面一卷的这个书信，然后《使徒行传》是第二卷。
Yeah, in the second book, what he's doing here is there's direction, there's direction and there's purpose for why Paul has to get to Rome.
所以在这里他提供了一个场景讲到为什么保罗他的计划跟目标要向罗马出发。
But today is really unique because rather than showing us what Paul says, he shows us the reaction to Paul of a city.
今天所看的经文比较特别，因为讲到的不是关于保罗说了什么，而是那些人对于保罗所说，在当时的人对保罗所说的话的一个反应。
And the question here is,Why are they so mad? Why are they so angry? Why do they get so upset?
这问题是在于这些人听了以后，为什么他们会如此的愤怒，这么的这个气愤呢？
It's the idea of idolatry.
这背后的一个关键是敬拜跟敬拜偶像有关系。
And when you think of idolatry, it's often you're bowing down to a statue. But there's so much more to the idea of idolatry.
但是敬拜偶像，我们常常想说是向着偶像这个俯伏敬拜。但是其实这背后有更多的含义。
It's complex. It's nuanced. There's texture to it.
所以是其中包含了许多的细节其中的一些表征。
And I'm going to quote a really old a French writer that came to America and saw America a long time ago.
我要引用一段一个从法国来到很早以前从法国来到美国的人所说的话。
And this man de Tocqueville,
这个人叫做 Tocqueville.
in the 1830s, observed America a certain way.
他观察到在1830年的时候，美国他们有这样子的一个现象。
He said, "There's a strange melancholy that haunts the inhabitants in the midst of their abundance."
What's the matter?
对不起。
What's the word?
Melancholy 是像 sadness， 很就是常常的You're always sad, kind of like emotionally depressed.
Okay. 他讲到说，在这个美国的这么丰盛的这个环境里面，却看到一种常见到一个很奇怪的一种的悲伤。
Yeah, it feels like it's like the idea, the imagery. I always think of sadness, pensive sadness. It's like kind of like that.
就是有一种说不出来的一种一种的一种的忧伤。
I hope he was going to do it. So in the midst of a lot of things, the Americans that de Tocqueville observes, they have a lot of things. Things are happening right now. There's prosperity.
他看见当时这美国有许多的欣欣向荣，一种很繁荣的气氛。
But then he points out another fact, which is the second verse.
但是他却指出了另外一个，就是后面这个部分所说的。
He says the incomplete joys of this world would never satisfy your heart, the human heart.
他讲到说，我们的人心没有办法被那些不完全的喜乐来填满，或者是让我们能够满意。
What leads to this sadness？
这个关于这个忧伤。
What affects our society that even when we are good, we're sad, or when we are struggling, it's worse？
当我们在忧郁的环境里面，我们都没有办法满足，更不要说到我们还在挣扎当中。
It's this idea that people that we build our entire life, our entire heart confidence on incomplete joys.
这问题在于我们把我们的这个快乐完全建立在那个不完全的喜乐上面。
That's the idea of idolatry.
这个就是关于。敬拜偶像的一个含义。
So today, what it is an exploration of what idolatry does to our lives and how it actually affects us.
所以我们今天要看的就是要试着发掘出这种敬拜偶像的一种的情景怎么影响我们的生命。
So I have 3 points today.
所以我有关于这方面我有三点要讲。
The first point is the reality of idolatry, like how real idolatry is.
讲到敬拜偶像的真意是什么？
And my second point is that there is an influence of idolatry, that idolatry has a profound power over us.
就是敬拜偶像怎么样会影响我们？
And then my last point is that idolatry, how do we eliminate it out of our lives? How do we remove it out of our lives?
我们第三点是怎么样能够这个让我们不去敬拜偶像？
And so,So how to talk about it is, let's pray, and we'll get started.
我们就先祷告，然后我们再开始谈这里面的内容。
Father God, I'll just pray in English, is that okay? Or your value? Okay,
sure.
Okay. Father God,
父神，
second time I'm going to preach this today.
今天我第二次讲这个题目。
But it's just as important as the first.
但是跟我第一次讲的时候一样的重要。
And Lord, I know that this week some of us have had hard weeks.
我知道我们当中这个礼拜对一些人来讲是一个难过的一周。
Some of us had had just exhausting work weeks. Exhausting work weeks.
我们当中有一种极度的疲倦。
And Father, we come before you, we ask that you would fill the space with your spirit.
求你用你的灵来充满我们这个会场。
Help us to see how idolatry is a real problem.
让我们看见敬拜偶像是一个怎么样真实的问题。
How it affects each of us.
也怎么样的影响到我们每一个人。
Even myself.
包括自己。
And Lord, I just pray that I would be really real and honest with my brothers and sisters and friends here today.
让我们能够真实的来讲述再跟弟兄姐妹来分享这个题目。
That I cannot talk about idolatry if I don't look at my own idolatry as well.
没有办我们没有办法讲这个题目不面对自己的这个敬拜偶像。
And as I look at my own, I pray my brothers and sisters and my friends would consider theirs.
当我们讲到自己的敬拜偶像的时候，也求神让其他弟兄姐妹能够来面对他们自己心中的偶像。
So Lord, this time is yours.
主，这个时间是属于你的。
We give it to you.
献给你。
In Jesus Christ's name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Okay, so idolatry, it's real.
所以，这个敬拜偶像是一个极为真实的事情。
And in verse, if you look at the beginning of this text, in verse 23 to 27,
在23到27节,
we see that there is trouble that is happening.
我们就看见那里有不小的一个扰乱。
Demetrius, the silversmith, is very unhappy.
这个迪米丢他是一个银匠，他非常的不高兴。
And he summarizes it very well.
他做了一个非常好的一个总结。
But why is he so upset?
但他为什么会这么生气呢？
And if you read in verse 26,
如果你看第二十六节的话，
it says in verse 26, you see and hear that not only in Ephesus, but in almost all of Asia, this Paul has persuaded and turned away a great many people.
因为他这里就说，这保罗不但在以弗所，也几乎在亚细亚全地引诱迷惑了许多人。
And what Paul is doing here, he's so effective.
保罗在这里所做的就是一个极为有效的工作。
It's so effective, it starts to affect their economic business.
有效到一个地步，影响到了他们的这个生意。
Demetrius even points out, it affects, threatens the very worship of this temple of Demetrius, or of not Demetrius, of Artemis.
这个迪米丢就指出影响到了他们对这个亚迪米的这个敬拜。
And then the slogan that Demetrius says is really catchy.
这个迪米丢所讲的这个这个话是极为耸人的。
He says, in verse 26, saying that gods made with hands are not gods.
他讲到说这个人手所做的不是神。
So I was trying to think of a creative slogan too, because you know, it's more fun to look at Bible, you want to be creative.
我也想试着设立这样子的一个的宣告。
So this is bad, but if you can make it or break it, it can't be great.
And
that's what they feel is being threatened.
这是他们的，就是他们的感受。
You see, Paul, all of his career preaches against idolatry.
所以保罗他一生就是传讲一个排斥偶像的这样子的一个信息。
He sees that the gospel often is always, almost always, it's always in conflict between worshiping God or worshiping these idols.
所以这个圣经的教学新约里面就是讲到这两敬拜神跟敬拜偶像之间的这样子的一个冲突。
Even a few, okay, so you guys weren't there, but like even a few months ago, I preached through Acts chapter 17.
虽然你们那时候可能不在这个地方，我讲到在使徒行传十七章的地方。
In chapter 17, verse 29, Paul says these words to the most intellectual people. It's like at the Oxford of his time, Athens.
所以对当时来讲是那些最有这个才智的那些人，在雅典的这些人。
He says, being then God's offspring, we ought not to think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by art or the imagination of man.
十七章verse
二十九。
在十七章的第二十九节，他这样说：“我们既是神所生的，就不当以为神的神性像人用手艺心思所雕刻的金银和石。”
You see, he believes that the problem it goes to the smartest people, to the lowliest people. Everyone struggles with idolatry.
他就看到这个敬拜偶像的事情是不仅是在这个就是在。充满在有知识和无知识人当中都是一样的。
And what I'm asking you to consider is that idolatry is still a problem today as much.
而在我们今天的情况也是如此。
Do you know it exists?
实际上情况是如此。
But it's different today than it was then before.
但是在这个时代又有一些不一样的地方。
You see, then they had statues. They had shrines, they had temples and rituals for these gods.
在那个时候他们有偶像有神庙 作为他们敬拜的 对象跟地方。
But today we don't like that stuff. We think it's weird.
我们今天觉得 哎呀这个东西 很奇怪 所以我们不再有这些东西了。
They've changed names.
他们把这些偶像改了名字。
They changed stories.
他们把那个故事也改编了。
But they're still there.
但是他们依然在那里。
You see, the question you have to ask that is, what is an idol?
所以问题就在于说什么是偶像呢?
It's not just an object.
不单只是一个具体的物件。
It's not just a specific God.
不是一个特别的一个神职。
And I'll say even some of you Christians, us Christians here, I'll say even us, some of us Christians here, we may think we know God.
包括我们今天在做的这些基督徒当中, 我们也许认为我们知道神是谁。
And you go to church.
我们到教会里面。
You think you're doing good?
我觉得我们做的挺好的。
It's kind of good.
是挺好的。
But you have an idol in your heart.
但是我们在心里面却依然有一个偶像。
And the question you have to think about is this: what is so important to you that you find your meaning, your happiness, your hope? What is it that you find so much importance in?
我们是在什么东西里面？ 我可以找到我们自己的认为非常重要以至于我们可以借着那个东西找到我们的喜乐和我们的人生的这个意义
that you find your worth in, that you find your purpose in. What is that?
可以看见我们的人生的目标目的到底是什么呢?
Because whatever that is your idol. That is your God you worship.
不管你 认为那个东西是什么，那就是我们所崇拜的、敬拜的一个偶像。
So the idea of idolatry, I have to tell young people, is it's when you make a good thing into a God thing.
所以我们说这种所谓的偶像，就是我们把一个好的东西，把它视为并且取代了神。
It's when you make a relative thing into an absolute thing.
我们把一个相对的东西变成一个绝对的东西。
So you can believe in God, but you just feel like, I just need to have that one extra thing to make my life really mean something.
你可以一方面说我相信神,但是我却又认为一定需要还有另外一样东西,有了那个东西,我的生命才会...
That if I have that, that if I achieve that, if I just get that, I will be safe, I will be okay.
就是你心里想说,我只要再得到那样东西,或者达成那个目标,我的这个生命就得到拯救。
Whatever that is that you place your happiness and your hope in.
不管那个是什么,你就是把你的快乐建筑在那个基础上面。
That's your God.
那就是你的神。
That's who you worship.
那就是你所敬拜的。
And it's anything that you love more than God.
就是任何你所爱而超过神的就是你的偶像。
Yeah. And here, you guys, brothers and sisters and friends.
所以在这里我们看见弟兄姐妹和朋友们。
It's common for us to see bad things as idols.
我们很多时候容易认为那些不好的东西把它视为是我们说它是偶像。
Drugs, alcohol, video games, gambling.
我们看到这个比方说喝酗酒啦、吸毒啦、赌博啦这些东西。
But it's foolish if you think those are the only idols. It's foolish if you think those are the only idols.
但是如果你认为只有这些东西才是偶像, 那么我们其实是愚昧的。
Because the subtle ones are the good things.
有一些更不容易看见的就是那些好的东西。
Those are the idols you should be scared of.
是那些东西你需要特别的惧怕。
Because they're actually not bad things, they're good things.
他们那些东西不是不好的东西, 他们实际上是好的东西。
Like your family, that's a good thing.
像家庭是好的东西。
Your children, they're a good thing.
你的儿女, 他们是好的。
Your parents, it's a good thing.
你的父母, 他们是好的。
Having a good, solid career is a good thing.
有一个好的工作跟事业是好的。
Your achievements, your looks, they're all good things.
你的外表,你的成就都是好事。
Your reputation is a good thing.
你的名誉,名声是好事。
But the thing is, when they become absolute, they become dangerous.
但是当这些东西变成绝对的东西的时候，他们就有了危险。
Because of the old times,
因为在过去的时候
，like when you walked around cities, you would see statues everywhere for everybody worshiping everything.
你看见你的这个城市里面四周有很多的偶像众人都在崇拜。
They would have gods for music, for poetry, for war, for traveling.
所以他们会有各样的神、是战神是诗神是、音乐的神、各样的神
And so that time idols were public external you could see them
那些神他们都是公开的是外面可以看得见的
But today a lot of idols they're personal they're internalized
但是今天很多的神它是个人的而且藏在我们内心里面
Anything besides God can be turned into an idol
所有的东西除了神以外的东西都可以被变成一个偶像
especially the good things
特别是那些好的东西
so I think it's important that if I tell you guys about this I have to share very personally
所以我想可能很重要跟你们分享、这个这样子的事情、
because I'm not perfect either
因为我也不是完全的。
Our elders are not perfect either.
我们的长老也都不是完全的。
So we have to be really honest about that.
所以我们必须对此能够有很真实的态度。
So one of the things that I've learned over the last couple of years that has become a good thing that has become an absolute thing in my life is ministry.
对我来讲，其中有一个好的东西却变成了一个绝对的东西就是关于这个侍奉。
是。I can love doing ministry so much. I think about it all the time.
我很喜欢在服侍跟侍奉。我总是在思想这一方面的事情。
It's almost obsessive.
甚至好像被这个好像是这种的思想充斥了我。
And recently, in a group of pastors, I'm part of a group of pastors. We disciple. We're a discipleship group together.
最近我们有一些牧师们聚集在一起，好像有成立一个像一个门徒训练的小组一样。
And one of the things that the leader said was, there are three temptations that often befall all of us.
所以在这当中就讲到有三个试探，在我们的当中有三种的试探。
Matthew 4, I'll give you from Matthew 4 and Matthew 3, there's the temptations of Jesus.
在马太福音第三章第四章里面讲到这个
With Jesus in the
desert. 耶稣的试探，耶稣受试探。
And I'll finish everything. So don't worry. The discipler, this author guy, he said there's three temptations that affect all of us. We get called for this. Even Jesus was tested by the devil by these.
他讲到说我们这些蒙召的人就有这三种试探甚至耶稣也都要受这样子的试探。
He said the first one was appetite.
第一就是我们的食欲
And the idea that something that you are so hungry for because Jesus when he was tempted he was physically hungry so he was tempted with food
就是我们会感到饥饿就像耶稣基督会感到饥饿一样
The second one is the idea of approval
第二是关于我们被人认可
And the temptation was if you get thrown off the angels catch you when people see that they're like wow you're amazing you must be a powerful person
耶稣基督就受试探说你从殿上跳下来这个天使能够接触你众人都会因此这个感到惊讶
And the third one is the idea of ambition
第三就是关于我们的野心
Because Satan offers him the world
因为撒旦要把世界给耶稣
And so my friends my pastor friends it's funny we're all pastors so it's kind of like we're all talking to each other like pastors we don't really talk like pastors but you knowThey're like, Helicon, you're definitely not appetite. You like to eat, but you're not, that's not your first priority.
因为我们大家是一群的这个牧师在一起，所以我们有时候讲起话来，就像牧师他其中一个人就跟我讲说，就跟 Helicon 说，我知道这个虽然你喜欢吃，但是食欲却不是你的这个首要的这个试探。
Ambition, that's not a problem either.
同时也不是这个关于野心
Because you don't like you don't need to be famous, you're okay.
因为知道你不需要有名也无所谓
But what you really struggle with is approval.
但是你所挣扎的就是需要被认可。
Because you love people.
因为你爱众人。
So you care so much what they think of you.
所以你就非常关注这些人怎么样的来看你。
So even in ministry, a good thing for me is that it's a gift. It's a strength to love people, be authentic, but it's also, it's dangerous because it can become, I care, I try to act a certain way. You see?
所以这个侍奉服侍虽然是一件好事，神也给我这样子恩典，能够去爱众人，但是它也成了一个这个危险的试探，就是影响了我怎么去行动。
So even good things can become idols.
所以这些即使好的这些东西，也可以成为我们的一个偶像。
So idolatry, I want to say, is real.
所以我必须说，这个在每一个人的生活里面，偶像都是真实的。
But I want to say my second point is that it's influential.
第二要讲到是说，这种敬拜偶像对我们是有影响的。
It's like a politician that makes a lot of promises, offers a lot of potential, but never follows through.
就好像这些政客们，他们常常会开了很多的支票，但是从来没有兑现过。
Okay, I'm not trying to point at any politician today. So it's not a political thing. I'm not talking about politics today.
我不是在讲这个政治的任何一方面。
But I want you to see how the people react to Demetrius's statements.
但是我看你们看见这个众人对迪米丢所说的话的这些的反应。
Because Demetrius taps their fear. That's called demagoguery.
这个迪米丢他就是借用大家的这个恐惧来制造事端。
He uses their desires, their prejudices to make them irrational.
所以就借着这样的方法，使得众人变得变得好失去理智。
They're so angry, they grab two of Paul's friends.
他们因为非常的愤怒，就他们就抓住了这个与保罗同行的两个人。
They're so mad. They basically chant the statement for 2 hours.
他们是如此的生气，以至于他们就花了两个小时在里面一直高喊着这个重复的喊的这个口号。
Because something that Paul has done really resonates with something very personal to their hearts.
因为保罗所说的某一些事情是触动了他们，对他们来讲是个人极端关注的一个内这个的一个层面。
If I did that to you or did to me, we would react the same way. It's very natural.
这是非常自然的。当这个人家按了我们这些不可以碰的这些的地雷或按钮的时候，我们就会如此反应。
All right. How? Let me give you an example.
我可以给你们这样子的例子。
Okay, I love basketball.
我喜欢这个篮球。
Most of you Chinese brothers here and sisters probably do too.
也许我们当中这些有很多人也是如此。
I love the Warriors. I love the Golden State Warriors.
我喜欢这个 Warriors 这个队。
And if you talked ill of them, I'd be somewhat upset.
如果你说他们的坏话，我可能会有点生气。
For example, you remind me of Cleveland.Do not want to talk about it.
如果你提到这个 Cleveland 这个队，我就不希望你听到你讲他们。
But I won't hate you for it. I won't hate you.
但是我不会因此就恨你。
I'll probably get over it after a few hours.
我几个小时以后，也许我就心里就平复了。
But if I attack something that you have put your heart in, that you have put your absolute value in,
但是我攻击的是我们。把这个我们心里面所看为绝对的东西
that you put your identity in
把你自己跟他这个认同的这些东西
you become filled with rage
你就会感到极度的愤怒
you'll be violent
你就会变得这个就会以暴力来反应
okay when I was younger when I got fist fights
你小的时候我们常常打架
there's only two reasons I get a fight
只有两个原因我们会这样做。
If you talk about me, nah, probably not a fight. I'll just say, oh, whatever.
如果是我，我可能就算了。
And then she said I'm fat. That's a whole different story. If you call me fat, yes, we'll fight.
如果你 说我胖，我可能就跟你打起来。
But if you hurt my brother or my family,
但是如果你伤害了我的家人，我的兄弟
，This is what I was younger. I'm not going to do it today. I become very vicious.
我就会变得非常的凶恶。
Yeah, because those are people I love.
因为这些是我所爱的人。
My family is part of my big identity.
我的家庭就是我个人的一个认同的对象。
Because that's why how powerful idols are.
这个就是这偶像它的一个极有影响力的原因。
Because they control our hearts. We put our identity in them.
因为它控制了我们的心，我们也与这个偶像认同。
Our hopes, our passions, our confidence is all in that.
我们的盼望，我们的自信都是建立在这个偶像身上。
But they're weak.
但是他们却是如此的脆弱。
Because they have no power.
因为偶像没有能力。
Nothing will change.
没有什么事情可以改变这个事实。
And this might not be a really perfect illustration, but I'll give it to you right now. Is the idea that when you look at this text, they're protesting Paul.
也许这不是一个最好的一个举例，但是你们看到这个地方，他们向保罗所传的话抗议。
But Paul never really says a word here.
但是保罗在这里其实一句话都没讲。
This non-Christian guy that works for the government speaks up.
倒是这个这个城里面的这书记说话了。
And it's really interesting if you read the latter half of what we just read today.
如果你其实很有意思，如果你看我们今天所读的这个后半段。
Because I won't read it. Just look at it. Verse 35.
如果你就看只看第35节
到41
到41节。
When you read that, what you see is he says, "Hey guys, chill out." Or quiet. Sorry, that's how I talk. Chill out. Quiet.
他们就是真理基本上就是说，嘿，这不需要这么激动，这个大家安静下来。
You're complaining that Paul and his helpers are disruptive. They're causing trouble.
他说你们控告这个保罗和他的这些同伴在制造这个混乱。
But wait a second. You're the ones actually causing trouble.
但是其实是你们在制造各样的这个扰乱。
Not only that, if you keep doing that, the Romans are going to come and beat us up.
如果你们继续这样的话呢，这个罗马这个人会过来来这个压制我们。
And I find it funny because, it says here, the clerk says even.
所以这个书记实际上就是这样子说。
They haven't even said anything that's wrong.
这些人其实保罗他们这些人并没有做什么不好。
They didn't attack Artemis.
他并没有这个攻击我们。
In verse 38 actually says, you know what, if you really want to deal with it, you should do it the right way. And even the goddess herself, she could take care of herself. Or she doesn't say there, but it says, yeah.
在38节呢，他就说，如果你们真的有意见的话，可以这个照这个方法去控告他们。
And so what I want you to see is that there is no results that are positive.With their anger.
这个讲到他们的这个控诉，其实并没有任何的证据。
It's empty.
是
empty.
是空、
yeah.
空白的。
And so I wanted to share with you guys an example of something recently. I think a way that we can understand idolatry today too.
我要举一个我们今天也能够明白的这种的关于敬拜偶像。
I've shared this before.Way back, but have you guys ever heard of Marcus Persson?
这个我以前可能也讲过这个例子，很早以前，就 Marcus 这个 Persson.
Okay. If you have kids, you'll probably know. Okay, or you play video games, you know. He was one of the creators of Minecraft.
这个如果你有小孩子，也许你听过，他是这个一个游戏的一个
Minecraft. Yeah, just call Minecraft. Don't worry about it. But he sold it.I think in 2014 or 15 for 2.5 billion.
在2014年还是那个前后，他这个把他的公司卖了，赚了一大笔钱。
And on one night, this was one night in August, at the end of August of 2015, he wrote a bunch of Twitter posts.
但是在2015年他用 Twitter 写了一大堆东西。
Okay, and his name is Notch, a Twitter handle. So if you ever want to look for him, just look at Notch. It's pretty cool. He has a lot of bad stuff. I changed some wording for bad words. Okay.
这是他其中一部分所写的。我把其中一些比较不好听的这个字眼带取代。
Why don't you just read it all in Chinese? 翻译，帮我翻译到中文，他们有英文就可以看。
So 这他这里面所讲的，就是说，
问最这个最大的这个问题，第一个他是讲到说，这个最大的问题是说，当你没有什么可以再去没有原因再去尝试任何其他的尝试其他的东西，那这个和人之间之间的这种不平衡，使得你没有办法和其他人有所沟通。
Yeah. And the second one, basically, he says is, he's lonely. He's just waiting for his friends.
所以在第二点，他基本上就是说他自己觉得非常的这个孤单。
And the next slide.
下一个。
There's three more. He says when we sold the company, he was trying to help people, but they all hate him today.
他说我们把这个公司卖了，本来是想要帮助人，但是这些人倒反而恨我们。
Second one, he says, I found a great girl, but she got afraid of my lifestyle, so she left me for another normal guy.
这个我找到一个我喜欢的这个女孩，但是她却害怕我和我的生活的方式，而去找了一个普通人。
And the last one, he says, I will Musk. The idea of Musk is Elon Musk. He wants to help the world, but he says, if I help people, it's going to be, I have to meet these terrible people. He uses a bad word there. I changed it to not nice people.
他最后就讲到说，我虽然想要拯救这个世界，但是一个却
，All right, it's okay. We'll just keep moving. It's okay.
却没有办法。
It's hard. Yeah. Yeah. It's not Lin Zhou's fault. It's my fault. I didn't send it to him early today's stuff. So, you see, what Marcus Pearson shares here is kind of the emptiness of these idols. All his life he pursued.
Marcus 在这里所写的，经常就是讲到他自己心中的那个偶像，他一生的这个追寻。
He made billions of dollars.
他赚了这个数以万计百万千万的财富。
He has success, unfathomable riches compared to any of us here.
比我们当中所有人都有钱。
But he was empty. He's lonely.
但是他却极度的空虚寂寞。
He's unhappy. He's lonely. He's like, he's depressed.
他非常的沮丧不快乐。
So I return to that question, why does Paul always talk about idolatry?
所以我回到说保罗为什么老是讲到偶像呢?
Because he knows that the gospel is the only thing that will truly satisfy your need.
因为他知道只有福音所的消息才能够真正满足我们的需要。
Because every time you feel incomplete, you feel restless, you feel dissatisfied, why do you feel that way?
为什么我们会常常感到自己没有办法满足或者是不完全呢?
Because you're trying to satisfy a need in your soul for something greater.
因为我们试着要让自己寻找一个更好的东西来满足我们自己。
You see, so you look everywhere.
所以我们就四处的寻找。
But what the gospel says is what?
但是福音说什么呢?
It's not what you do.
不是你能够做什么。
It's what I have done to help satisfy that need.
而是我神为你做了什么使得你能够得到满足。
The idea of idolatry is the worship of all these things but God.
这个 I'm sorry, say it again.
We worship everything but God.
我们变成敬拜我们只除了神以我们只敬拜神以外的其他的所有的东西。
We try to fight it in our workplaces. We try to fight it in our studiousness.
我们可以在我们的生活跟我们各样努力的事情里面去寻找。
We try to fight it in our relationships.
在我们的人际的关系里面去寻找。
Any passions that we have.
及我们所有的热衷的事情。
All that worship that we are supposed to put in God. We put into all the effort of these things.
我们本来应该把我们的精力放在敬拜真神的东西的事情上面，我们倒反而把它用在这些其他的事情。
So we try so very hard and it leaves us feeling empty.
我们极度的努力去试着追寻这些东西，但是心里面却依然空虚。
And you know this if you've ever dated someone and you fell in love and you had your heart broken.
那种感觉就好像你坠入爱河这个恋爱，但是却失恋。
Because you make promises.
因为你许下了诺言。
You make commitments.
你也有一个这个承诺。
And then what happens when you break up?
然后却分手。
They don't care at all.
他们对于这些所说的所完全不在意。
Okay, I'm not trying to be emo here, but one of the big things that always made me really sad was you could be the first day, you could be with someone for one day, and they care about your birthday.
对我来讲也是如此啊。这个很多的时候，我们初见的时候，彼此有这个非常的互相的关切。
And we care about each other's birthday, but then the day after you break up, it's like, who cares about your birthday? They don't care about your birthday.
我们非常关心也在意这个关于这个彼此的生日，但是这个分手以后就根本就想都不想。
My point of saying is, nothing can give you satisfaction.
我所要说的是，这些东西没有任何这些东西都可以让你得到满足。
And I'm going to push really hard today, okay?
所以我要非常的努力的这个来强调这一点。
If you love anything more than God,
如果你爱什么东西超过神的话
，especially a person,
特别是你的对象是一个人的话
，it's the worst thing you can do.
这是最糟糕的一件事情。
Because if you love a person so much,
因为你对这个人，你爱这个人如此的多
，they will be crushed by your expectations of them.
他会这个他的试探会这个摧毁你。
Or they're going to discourage and crush you because they're so imperfect.
他会这个摧毁你，因为他们是如此的不完全。
You see, idols, they're empty. They offer, they have such powerful control, but they have so little return on investment.
这个偶像他们是如此的虚无。虽然他们可以产生很大的影响力，但是他们背后却没有任何实质的东西可以给你。
Okay, this is where I share personally because I think it's fair. If I'm going to talk about idolatry and how empty it is, God used my own life.
所以我先跟分享一些我个人生活里面的事情。
Love is scary. Love is scary. It's out there.
爱对我来讲是一种令人恐惧的。
Because when I wasn't a Christian, when I was a young Christian, I was not even a Christian. I was like a young college guy. High school to college.
在初中进大学这个年龄的时候
，I was in a long-term relationship.
我有一个长的有一个固定的一个这个男女关系。
And you know, yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, I thought I loved her.
这个我以为我爱这个人。
But we were the worst thing for one another. Worst thing for one another.
但是我们对彼此来讲都是一个极不好的东西。
We brought out the worst.
我们彼此让彼此都成为更不好的人。
We made promises we couldn't keep.
我们说一些我们不能够承诺的话。
I expected a lot of her.
我们对别人有对对方有很高的要很高的期望。
And I fell very short of her expectations.
但是却达不到那些期望。
You know, we thought us would be enough.
我觉得只要我们在一起就可以了。
And so when we broke up, it destroyed me.
所以分手的时候就摧毁了我。
I dropped out of college.
我就离开了这个学校。
I thought about killing myself.
就想到自杀。
It left me with nothing.
因为我就什么都没有了。
Because I thought it would give me everything.
因为我之前以为那个东西可以给我生命里面的一切。
And the reason is our relationship, she was an idol to me.
所以在这样子的关系里面，他就成了我的偶像。
I couldn't put my everything in her.
我就把一切都寄望在这个偶像身上。
It wasn't fair to her. It wasn't right.
这是不对的，也不对他来讲也是不公平的。
Because this is how idols work.
但是这就是偶像做的事情。
It has this incredible power, and it's very empty.
它有极大的这个力量，但却极为的虚无。
Therefore, it's weak.Therefore, it's weak.
所以它也是软弱的。
Yeah. And so this leads me to that. What's the question you have to ask? Is how do we eliminate idolatry out of our lives?
接下来我们就是要谈到接下来就是我们怎么样从我们生活当中把偶像除去。
You see, in the story here, in verse 28-30, what you see is Paul sees his friends in trouble.
所以当我们看见这个当保罗看见他的朋友碰到这个这样子的困难的时候
So he wants to go to the meeting to help his friends to save them but also to speak up
所以他想要到那个地方去这个帮助他的朋友为他们说话。
Because these people were so unreasonable. They're violent.
但是这些群众却是非常的这个极度的这个凶暴。
And this week especially, I really want to talk about this, is that to overcome an idol, it is not just a physical or mental overcoming.
所以要胜过这偶像，不单只是在这个物质上，或者是在心理上要胜过他们。
It's also incredibly a spiritual matter.
也更是一个属灵的一个征战。
And I don't know if you or some of you knew about what happened recently.
我不晓得你们当中是不是有人知道最近所发生的事情。
We had a former student, a student that used to come out a few times.
我们有在 UCSB 有一个学生曾经到过我们这里教会几次。
And she killed herself.
她最近自杀。
And that wasn't even the only story this week. That's the crazy part.
但是最重要的，这还不只是这不是这礼拜这不是唯一的一件事情。
And this week, the thing I learned.This week, I think God taught me while I was looking at this, is that this is a real battle.
这我所讲的这个是一个真实的一个征战。
I'm not talking about idolatry like it's a joke.
所以我们讲到这种这种敬拜偶像的时候，我们不是在讲一个这个嬉笑的题目。
Because it's vicious.
这是一个极度。凶残的一个事件。
There's no take backs.
没有办法回头的东西。
It's life or death.
是生死的问题。
And in Paul, what he says in Ephesians chapter 6 is these words.
所以保罗在这个以弗所书的第六章，他说这样子的话。
He says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood."But against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places.
所以他说，因我们不是与血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
To overcome idols, you're facing a violent reaction.
所以我们所面对的是这些这个凶残的这个反应。
You see, that's the spiritual implication. There's danger.
在那个地方有实际上是有很大的危险。
It's interesting because this story mirrors another story in Luke.
因为这故事有意思，因为它在也反映在这个路加的故事里。
Because Luke wrote both stories.
路加
wrote both Acts and Luke.
路加和使徒行传都是故事。
And in the end of Luke, there's a crowd who's rowdy, who wants to kill Jesus Christ.
所以在路加福音要结束的时候，有一群人也是非常的愤怒，要这个杀这个耶稣。
It's not just a physical, mental hatred. There's a spiritual component there.
所以不单只是这个精神上的一种的这种愤怒，实际上这背后也有属灵的层面。
But what did Jesus do?
但是耶稣基督做了什么呢？
He bowed his head.
他低下头。
He submitted himself to torture.
接受了这个鞭打。
He willingly went to the cross so he could overcome death.
所以他上了十字架，以至于能够胜过死亡。
Why? Because our idolatry is sin.
因为我们的罪是我们的偶像是我们的罪。
It's a corruption. It's not what's right.
也是我们所这个。不好的这些的
We were made for relationship with God.
我们原来是为了与神有关系而创造的。
To have him first, to worship him.
我们的目标是要敬拜他。
But we did it, we choose to turn away.
但是我们却选择背离他。
So that's why Jesus dies for us.
所以耶稣基督为我们而死。
So our sin no longer separates us from his love for us.
因为罪
From God. It actually says in Colossians chapter 2, verse 15.
所以在哥罗西书第二章的第十五节是这样子说的。
It says, He, Jesus, disarmed the rulers and the authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them on the cross.
所以第二章十五节，他就说：“即将一切执政掌权的掳来，明显给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。”
Why did Jesus do this?
为什么耶稣基督要做这样子的事情呢？
Why? Because he loves you.
因为他爱你们。
Because in the Old Testament, when it talks about idolatry, it talks about it in the idea of adultery, spiritual adultery.
所以当在旧约里面讲到敬拜偶像的时候，他实际上是讲到用这个淫乱来作为这种的描述。
When you're unfaithful to your spouse, it's adultery.
所以淫乱是我们对配偶不忠，我们称为淫乱。
And when you idolize anything but God,
而我们这个敬拜神以外的偶像，
it's like spiritual adultery to God.
对神来讲，这就是在属灵中间的一种的淫乱。
If you read the Old Testament, you know Hosea, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, okay, maybe you haven't read all that, but they all talk about spiritual adultery.
所以如果你看旧约这些的先知和下书比方说都谈到这个百姓他们是在淫乱当中。
Yet it talks about God loving and bringing the relationship into back into normalcy, or restores the relationship.
这也同时讲到神在其中做这个挽回这个关系的工作。
So Jesus Christ is like the husband who buys us back from our evil, from our sins.
所以好像耶稣基督就好像那个丈夫把我们从淫乱当中买赎回来。
Who buys us from our idolatry.
把我们从淫乱当中买赎回来。
He says, I don't want my wife to die for her sins, her idolatry. I'll die for it.
所以好像在说我不希望我的妻子因为淫乱的缘故而死，那就用我的生命来取代。
That's the love that saves you and me.
那就是因为这样子的爱使我们得到拯救。
Okay, I'm almost done. We're almost done. Okay, we're almost done. But this is probably one of the more key points for me. I really love this. Is the point that spoke to me is you might think, Helicon, all this idolatry stuff. Okay, I'll turn down all my other idolatries.
这是我现在要结束的时候要讲的一个关键的内容，就是说我可以拒绝了所有的这个偶像。
You think that's the way to do it？
你认为这是这样？你是认为这个是解决的方法
？It's not loving the idols less that's going to help you。
这能够帮助你的不是你爱这些偶像少一点
，It's loving God more，
而是要爱神多一点。
So much more than anything in this world.
多到一个地步。
That you have to see that Jesus Christ is like the husband that died for you.
你要视耶稣基督为这个丈夫。
And I just heard this recently, and it's one of the most beautiful things, because it's one of my favorite Christian authors. He wrote this about love and marriage.
我最近看到一个我喜欢的非常喜欢的作者讲到爱与婚姻。
I call him the good doctor, Martin Lloyd-Jones.
我称他为这个好医生，叫做Martin Lloyd-Jones.
Yeah, he says this thing about marriage. It's really beautiful.
他讲到这个婚姻的时候，他讲一段很美的话。
He says, if you have a bad marriage,
他说如果你有一个不好的婚姻
，it's like a wound that never heals.
好像一个永不能够复合的伤口。
Okay, that's terrible.
那是很糟。
I don't wish that on any of you guys.
我不希望我们当中有任何人有这样子的伤口。
Right, but if you have a great marriage,
但是如果你有一个好的婚姻
，it's just as dangerous. It's just as terrible. It can be dangerous.
它也一样的危险。
Why? Because there's a danger of idolatry.
为什么呢？因为这其中有偶像崇拜的危险在其中。
Because your spouse, your relationship can become the idol.
你的配偶和这个关系可以成为你的偶像。
And what he actually said that was really important was, if you have God as the number one, as absolutely important.
如果你的神是绝对首位在居首位的话
，then he has to always be present, because especially during heartbreak.
他必须总是在你的生命里面特别是在你伤心的时候。
Because this is key. If you are married,
在你的如果你是已婚的
，and you idolize your wife or your husband,
而你崇拜你的配偶。
They are the most important thing to you.
你的配偶对你来讲是最重要的东西。
Every person here that's committed to marriage knows this.
结婚的人都知道这样子的事
情。One of you will have to see the other person in a coffin.
总是有一个人要这个送另外一个人离开世界。
And if that person is the most important person,
如果那个死去的人是你生命里面最重要的，
How will he or she help you when your heart is breaking?
他怎么样能够在你悲伤的时候来帮助你呢？
But if God is first,
但是如果神居首位，
Then even when you lose someone you care about so greatly,
即使在你失去最对你来讲最重要的人，
You always have someone you can lean on when your heart's broken.
但是你总是还有神能够与你同在。
The money is just money.
金钱只是金钱。
Power, not that important.
权力也不是如此重要。
People who are great,
人这些四周的人群可能很好。
They're great, but they're not your savior.
但是他却不是你的救赎者。
Then you will truly be free.
你会完全的自由。
And so I finish with a thought.
最后用这样子的思想作为结束。
What are the idols of your life?
其中我们生命里面的一个偶像。
How are they so in control of you?
他们是如何的能够控制？
Do you realize that you can be free of them in Jesus?
你是否知道这个耶稣基督可以释放你？
Make him above all things.
他那
Make him above all things.
使他成为超过一切的。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father God,
父神
you know, I thank you for this lesson today.
谢谢你给我们的教导。
I thank you so much that we got to look at the concept of idolatry.
让我们能够面对这张在我们生命里面的这个敬拜偶像。
It's such a big deal to you because even the first commandment you say to love you with everything you have.
对你来讲这是极为重要，你告诉我们要单单的敬拜你。
That we're not supposed to put any other gods before you.
不把其他的偶像放在你的面前。
But why do we do that, Lord?
我们为什么这样做呢？
Because we're weak, we're flesh, we're sinners.
因为我们软弱，我们有肉体中的罪恶。
We don't deserve your love.
我们并不能够配得你的爱。
But you love us so much that you would send your son to die for us.
但是你爱我们，甚至将你的独生子
赐给我们。So that we do have hope.
所以以至于我们可以有盼望。
We have salvation.
我们可以有救恩。
We have redemption.
我们可以有救赎。
We have a new life to live.
可以有一个新的生命。
That we would have someone to be there for us when our heart is breaking, when we see a loved one die.
让我们在失去我们所亲爱的人的时候，我们伤心的时候，依然有人与我们同在。
Especially this week, Lord, it's not a joke.
特别是在这一周当中，我们看到的不是一个笑话。
This is life or death.
而是关乎生死的事情。
I pray my brothers and sisters here choose life.
我倒愿意我们弟兄姐妹选择生命。
I pray that my friends here that don't know you would choose life.
也盼望我们当中不认识你的朋友能够选择生命。
That we as a body, as people, would stop idolizing the things in this world, put you first.
能够在这个世界里面选择你作为我们的首位。
So we may be free in you.
我们可以在你里面得到自由。
I pray for their souls, Lord.
我们以这样子来做祷告。
We thank you again in Jesus Christ's name.
奉耶稣基督的名，我们感谢祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Should I? Oh, I'll share later about my mission trip. Should I do it after?